Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Dr. Fauci's take on the NFL is really kind of a bombshell. And
yeah, it's completely different than what he said just a couple weeks ago. You know, a few weeks ago, he said, this is a good plan by the NBA. The NFL should be fine. And now we're getting, I don't think they're going to be playing.
Well, what it certainly does is it changes things completely. I mean, the thought of the NFL doing something like this, it's really hard to imagine. Someone pointed out that yesterday you did have a whole bit about how you're not a real rant guy.
No, I'm not.
Today you're a rant guy.
Well, it doesn't mean that it's not going to come up occasionally. I don't rant every single show. You do.
That's true. I don't rant every single show.
Oh, yeah. You've had a rant almost every show.
That's ridiculous.
It's sometimes two or three times.
Ridiculous.
Like the entire Monday show was you ranting. Or maybe it was Tuesday. I don't remember. They run together. No, I'm not a guy who goes on a bunch of rants. When I do, they're warranted.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I never at any point said I didn't rant at all, which was your implication.
No, you said you're not a rant guy.
I'm really not. And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Still no Twitch, so it's going to have to be one of those. Miss the first 2 hours? That's some of what you miss. An entire hour of sports from 4 to 5. And then a little more sports in the 5 o'clock. And then just some general Planet of the Apes type stuff, which is always frightening. Dustin said, we haven't had Mad Fred in a minute. We need a Mad Fred moment. Ain't happening today, man. I'm in too good of a mood. I'm just happy to be back in studio and not having to lock myself down. That gets depressing, man. I'm glad to be back out. I wasn't even mad when the guy almost ran me over trying to change lanes. So,
kind of you.
Good mood. So, higher energy today probably? Yeah. That doesn't mean ranting. Let's go to Joe.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
How are y'all? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you. Hello.
First of all, I want to say thank y'all. Y'all provide my entertainment every afternoon, so thank y'all.
Well, you're quite welcome. We try our best.
I did want to ask both of y'all with the convoluted season and the unknowns, what do you think Vegas is going to do as far as, you know, the NBA or MLB in a shortened season?
Fred, do you understand what he's asking? What are you asking exactly, Joe?
Well, I know y'all are both bettors. So, you know, what team could be, you know, a favorite now, but if you shorten the season with, you know, injuries, everything else.
I think I get what you're saying. What I will say, and I don't know that the favorites necessarily change. I think it's still, you know, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Astros, those teams are they still seem to be the cream of the crop. What I will say is, if you are the kind of person who believes in a long shot, I think this is your year to play, because in a 70-game season, it wouldn't be a shocker if the Royals were somehow good for the first, you know, 40, 50 games, and you build up enough, or you go on a short run in this. I mean, you could go on a 15-5 run could really be a regular season. That's like, okay, that's nice. In a 70-game season, you're almost running away from the pack. So, I'm hesitant to give out team because A, I don't really bet on baseball, but B, I'm hesitant to give out a team because you know, I because I don't bet on baseball, I haven't done a ton of research, but I would say that the 70-game season certainly gives some long-shot teams a better chance than they would have had otherwise.
Well, and this is why I don't want to start speculating, because a 60-game season would give an even better chance for
exactly.
that team.
I mean, so. The shorter the sample size, the higher the odds that a bad team makes the playoffs and makes a run. And I'll say that the teams that I like as that are bad teams that I think have potential to be better, the White Sox are at the top of my list. And I'm looking up their futures odds, and they're plus 3,000. So
what are the Athletics?
The Oakland Athletics are plus 2,500.
What about your beloved Texas Rangers?
Plus 8,000.
Okay, I'm a little more interested in that.
Okay.
Because I think in a 60-game season, that's – now, I would probably – what are their odds to win the – well, we don't know what the divisions are. See, that's another reason why this whole thing's dumb.
There's three teams that are plus 75,000.
Okay.
That basically Vegas is saying, we dare you to give us your money. That's the Baltimore Orioles, Detroit Tigers, and Miami Marlins. I've got no interest in any of those teams. These two teams, you could probably convince me to throw some coin on. The two teams at plus 50,000, Kansas City and the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, I could see both of those. I think Seattle. Well, of course,
I think Seattle, that's really good. 500-1.
Except Seattle fools me every freaking year.
There's one team at 250-1, and that is the Giants.
Now, is this to win it all?
To win the World Series.
I think what I'd be interested in more than this is odds to win divisions once we get divisions.
Or odds to make like a yes, no, make playoffs kind
of
bet.
Yeah. Now, you're not going to get 500-1.
Yeah, you won't get those numbers.
But
Colorado Rockies at 150-1. A couple teams at 100-1. The Pittsburgh Pirates and your Toronto Blue Jays. I mentioned the Rangers at 81.
Now, the Jays are another team I'd be kind of interested in because they've got all those young guys. They could get hot.
Could.
Over 162 games? No.
Well, yeah, over 162. Their pitching is not nearly as good either, but they do have a lineup. The Diamondbacks and Padres, both 40-1.
Both those teams interest me a little bit.
The Padres especially, they've got some good young pitching. I'd be interested in them. The Angels, 33-1. The Brewers, White Sox, and Red Sox, 30-1.
Brewers, really? 30-1?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Reds and A's, 25-1. Cubs, Indians, Mets, 22-1. Phillies, Cardinals, 20-1. Rays and Nationals, 18-1. Boy, is Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg still, are they both still in Washington? They are, right? They lost Rendon, but okay.
I mean, that's still a pretty damn good pitching staff.
Yeah, 18-1 with that staff. Yeah, I'd take a shot.
Boy, especially with a shortened, I bet you it's because they got off to such a bad start last year.
Could be.
And a shortened season, but I think it benefits them.
And your top five odds, these are your five favorites. 16-1, the Twins.
Not good enough for me.
13-1, the Braves.
Not good enough for me.
13-2, your Houston Astros.
Too low.
4-1, the New York Yankees.
Too low.
15-4, so plus 375 for the Dodgers.
Yeah, we know the Dodgers will choke, so there's no value in that. Yeah, I think I'd stay away from all the favorites.
I think so too.
If I were going to do this,
I might throw.
What'd you say the Cardinals were?
Cardinals 20-1.
I'd like 25. Can you give me 25?
I can't. If I had some money to throw around, like let's say I had $500 to divvy up, I'd probably put some on Washington at 18-1. I would probably put two units on Chicago at 30-1, the White Sox. I would put I'd put one unit on the Padres at 40-1, and my last remaining unit I would put on the Mariners at 500-1.
Give me some Ranger action.
Okay.
I think
80-1.
Yeah. I'll put a dollar on the Rangers.
A dollar, all right.
Yeah, a whole dollar. Because it's baseball and I don't bet on it.
All right. Burger King on you if you win.
Exactly. Hey, for $80, we might be able to go Sizzler. I don't know. Let's squeeze in Lance. Go, Lance.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, Lance.
All right. Hey, this is my question, man. I was arguing with my friends, and I was wanting to know, does every team that win a championship during this pandemic, do they all deserve an asterisk?
Well, I think it depends. I would say that certainly the baseball, I think it's going to have to be. I mean, it's – but – listen, NBA's, there's been championships in shortened seasons before, and there's no asterisks. Like, you know, LeBron's won a championship in a shortened season, and there's no asterisk. I don't know. It seems hard for me to believe in a season where you play less than half the games. It seems difficult for me to give you full credit and say that's a real championship, especially with, like, the gimmicky playoff thing they're talking about where 16 teams are going to make the playoffs. I think it's going to be tough. But I don't know if it'll get an official asterisk, but it'll certainly be looked upon differently. And the truth of it is, like, let's say it's baseball, for example. If an established team wins it, let's say the Yankees win, I don't think anybody will look at it as an asterisk season. But if some team jumps up out of nowhere, if the Seattle Mariners somehow get on a hot run and they win it, people will say, yeah, they won a World Series, but no one's going to say for the Yankees, like, yeah, they've got 28 championships, but one of them was kind of meh. Like, if the Rangers win it and it's their only World Series, people will say, sure, the Rangers won a World Series, but, and it probably goes the same way for the NBA. If the Lakers win or the Celtics win, no one's going to go, yeah, but that's kind of a phony baloney championship. If the Nuggets win, but there's going to be people going, yeah, that's the Nuggets won, but you know.
Well, that's because you guys are all a bunch of lame asses. I know you guys are trying to get me in a bad mood today. It's not going to happen. The whole asterisk talk is silly.
Because, well, I'm not saying there's going to be an asterisk. I'm saying there's
not.
Well,
no, there's not going to be one because guess what?
But will you look at it as a whole championship?
Asterisks don't exist. It was used one time in the history of sports.
That means it exists.
They don't exist anywhere else and in terms of sports. And this has become such a cliche. This is like the new Mount Rushmore. Here's why I don't think that you're going to look at titles differently. I do think there's always some of that. If an elite team doesn't win, then it's somehow tainted. That's one of the things I think Astros fans suffered from. Because once they found out they cheated, it's like, oh, well, that's the only way a team like the Houston Astros can win. So you're going to get that if it's somebody like the Rangers or the Mariners. But I kind of think a championship under whatever circumstances they have to do is going to be pretty damn difficult for somebody. And whoever accomplishes it with all the isolation and with all the missed time and the lost practice time, believe me, if the NHL comes back, and the Maple Leafs somehow win the title, I'm not going to think it's tainted.
Right.
Probably is going to be. But I'm not going to think it's tainted. I'm going to go buy my championship gear and celebrate and drink good beer. But I think this is, and again, this is part of the problem with sports talk right now because guys don't have anything to talk about. So this is what they come up with. And I'm not saying you specifically, although you just did it. But asterisk talk is a big deal now. And it's just kind of silly because we still don't even know if we're going to have these seasons, and then we don't know how they're going to be set up. But I think whoever wins under these circumstances, and it's kind of funny because that was part of my Belmont thing today, is some guy was saying, well, if you'd win this Triple Crown, it would deserve an asterisk. Like, no, it wouldn't, because it's going to be harder. They're facing things that they've never had to face before. And I think that's how for these guys, it's going to be a lot more difficult for teams. Yeah, who knows if the Lakers come back as the same team?
Right.
That's the thing. That it's like those guys were starting to get to learn to play together, and they were playing really well. But what if it takes them 3 or 4 weeks before they get back, and suddenly they're, you know, you get in a series, and boom, you're done. I think it's a. I mean, we'll look at it differently, and that's a discussion I'm happy to have. It's just the asterisk thing bothers me, but I think that whoever accomplishes whatever they accomplish in this Roniverse, it's going to be an impressive achievement for somebody. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. You know what else is impressive?
TGS.
TGS Insurance. Saving money with TGS Insurance. Guys, they're one of the fastest growing agencies in the state. They're growing way faster than your average agent. And you may be saying, why? Why are they so popular? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they've got a great system in place. They've already done the shopping, the price shopping. They know what the home insurance prices in our entire area are, and they know what you can be saving, and it's time for you to start putting that money in your pocket. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back with that. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating with over 1,000 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. And you don't need to wait for renewal. They'll start saving you money now. You'll get your refunded on your previous policy right away. You don't have to do it. They'll do it for you. They're open now. So text the word money to 232323 and start saving today.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. So I was looking at what's trending on Twitter. Well, Greg Abbott, obviously, because of the school thing.
Yeah.
Which, and of course, I'm seeing a bunch of the lefties. Oh, Greg Abbott 2 days ago, young people going out without masks are it's causing the spike. And Greg Abbott, kids can go back to school without masks in the fall. He never mentioned anything about masks, if I recall. He just said young people were spreading it. He stayed away from the mask thing. So, you know, at least rip the guy accurately. And why is hashtag rip Taco Bell trending?
Apparently Taco Bell fired an employee for wearing a Black Lives Matter mask. After they put out a statement, you know, like on last Tuesday, which was Blackout Tuesday, where everyone suddenly all these companies decided to put out their message and say, hey, we do believe that Black Lives Matter and it's important to us. And then they fired someone for wearing the mask. And now they're trying to apologize, but it feels like maybe it's a little bit late. So Taco Bell in the process of being canceled on the internet, which, you know what? I mean, I'm against cancel culture. You guys know this. But isn't it time to do away with Taco Bell anyway? I mean,
well,
I'm as up for late night diarrhea as the next guy, but I don't need that taco. I don't need it. I like I said, I'm as up for late night diarrhea as the next guy, but I just it seems like maybe, especially here in Texas, there's very little need for Taco Bell.
I can't tell you the last time I ever ate at Taco Bell, if I've ever eaten at Taco Bell. I think in the old days, my drunk stop on the way home was Taco Cabana.
Right.
But I don't think I've ever eaten Taco Bell. I may have at some point. But
you've never eaten Taco Bell?
I can't remember ever doing it. I'm sure I did drunk one night, but I don't remember it. But
I'm pretty sure anyone who regularly partakes in marijuana has at some point said, you know what sounds good? A grilled stuffed burrito. And
now my go-to is pizza.
And you're always annoyed. Pizza sometimes takes too long is the problem.
Yeah, but usually when I'm stoned enough, I can't tell time anyway. So to me, the pizza might be there in 2 minutes. Just depends on your state of mind. But I also think, are you going to go after the whole company because of one idiot manager? I mean, I think... You know, it's bad, but, you know, the company should apologize, and I guess they have. I haven't followed the whole thing because I just saw the trend. But do you shut down an entire restaurant because one idiot manager of a franchise, by the way, that the franchise owner paid money for, you shut that one down.
Right.
I'd take his franchise away, but the whole company?
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't do anything about it, then yeah. I just think that's our reaction culture now. 409 says, I've always wanted a shorter baseball season. I believe that this season, if they have it, will be exciting from the beginning to the end. Halfway through the 60-game season, every game will be like a playoff game. It's tougher to win in a short season, I think. It is, and I think that's why we've talked about long shots having a shot.
I'm not mad about it. It makes baseball more interesting to me, certainly.
I've always wanted there to be fewer games because it makes it more interesting. It's funny because baseball could be doing a lot better to bring in more fans, especially during the summer when they're kind of the only thing going. But then that's when the games are the most meaningless for the most part because there's so damn many of them. So that from that perspective, yeah, I think it's a good thing. And I think whoever wins is going to earn it because it's going to be a challenge unlike anything teams have had to face before. And let's keep in mind, against the backdrop of the whole possibility that you may have five players that you have to play without for a stretch that come down with the Rona.
Yep.
So it's to me, and maybe it's just desperation. It's like when you haven't had a date in a year, so you'll go out with anybody. I kind of feel like at this point, I'm not all that interested in baseball coming back. I could live without it, but I'd take it. Yeah, just it'd be the chick you never want to see again after you go out, but I take her. Santos asked Jamal Adams officially requests a trade. Cowboys ? I think they're on the list of like seven teams.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of teams interested, my guess.
I don't think from a cap perspective. I don't know. I'd have to look at the Cowboys a little closer. I don't know that they can do that right now until they get the Dak thing straightened out. Texans don't have any draft capital, so they can't get him. So I would say don't I don't think either one of those teams would be in the running. So 281 says short season isn't good for Bregman. He takes a month to get going. Yeah. That's one where he's gonna have to be a little more ready. And here's the other kind of awkward part of this. Because of the stop and start, and I know some guys are out there, especially pitchers. I know some guys are out there throwing, but you stop, you start, then you have to start back up again. How many innings are starters going to be able to go with a short, you know, spring training thing? You think they're going to be able to go out there and throw seven innings? I don't know. And that does impact things because some teams' bullpens are better than others. Yeah, from a competitive standpoint, it's going to be very interesting. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So I agree that Texas should do away with Taco Bell, but it's entirely not feasible for a fast food chain of that magnitude to be canceled since the company that owns Taco Bell also owns KFC and Pizza Hut. Yeah, it's Yum Brands is who owns it all.
Let's be honest. How many of you are like, oh, you know what I really like? KFC or Pizza Hut. Like, and this is probably where people will call me a snob again and talk about HBO money, but
you are.
I mean, even in the realm of fast food chicken, I would prefer Popeyes to KFC.
That's fair. Popeyes, Frenchies.
Yeah.
However, I did
Golden Chick. Have you guys ever had Golden Chick?
Don't think I have. No.
I don't think they have them in Houston. They're in Central Texas. And it's very good. My wife actually said, we should stop at Golden Chick when we were coming home from the river. So we stopped in San Antonio and had Golden Chick. They've got those yeast rolls. They're very delicious.
Those biscuits from Popeyes. Biscuits. Every time.
Yeah.
Those are good.
So I prefer most chicken places to KFC, honestly. And Pizza Hut, I mean...
There are three Golden Chicks in the greater Houston area.
Are they really?
Yep. One up by you in Spring area, one down on the way towards like Sugar Land, and then one down towards Pearland.
Okay. Spring area is such a deceptive term.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Spring area, like
it's huge.
Yeah. I technically don't live in Spring, but, you know, most of the kids on my son's baseball team live in Spring, and he goes to a Klein High School. So we live in Houston, but on the Houston Spring Tomball sort of border. And spring reaches from there, from 249 in Louetta, all the way over like past 45. Like it is a massive and goes all the way up to the Woodlands. So it's a huge chunk of space.
Yeah, you could say you live in spring and it's a totally different thing from the Woodlands to Tom Paul. I mean, and even from a culture standpoint.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's completely different. So
once I zoomed in on the map, it's not quite as far out as spring. So it's just outside the Beltway at Spears and TC Jester, basically.
Okay.
It's not that far for you.
Yeah.
Now you know where there's one. The only time I like KFC is when they had Reba as playing the role of Colonel Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thought that was sexy.
I liked it when Norm MacDonald played the Colonel.
That was not sexy.
That was hot.
No, Reba was sexy. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Here we go. ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I like this part of the song. Hey, crank that, man. I love that song.
Who is this?
Fall Out Boy. Just a weird little song that I like for some reason.
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't have that issue.
Another one that I was playing. I don't know what video game it was, but I was playing the video game, and it would pop up every now and then, and usually I was winning when it popped up, so I liked the song. So then I downloaded it. So it's somewhere on my...
Is Fall Out Boy the guys who sing the song? What's their biggest hit?
That's probably one of them. That's one of their really biggest ones.
Are they the ones that say, there's a line where it says, I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just a line in a song?
Yes.
That's a really great lyric.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I like their lyrics, man.
I'm not sure.
Pete Wentz is a good writer.
I don't really care. Like, I don't care for their band, I don't think. Like, their music sounds kind of corny to me. But I've always thought that line was just really clever.
Well, I think Thanks for the Memories is probably their biggest hit.
What's number one on Spotify?
Yeah, that's how we do this.
I bet it's this.
No, it's going to be Thanks for the Memories.
Neither, actually.
It's the one you just played?
No.
Which one is it?
Hold on, I got to hear that lyric first. Yeah, that's a good line. I like that.
I bet it's the duet they did. Not that?
This one that dominated alt pop radio.
Oh, yeah. Whatever reason, I thought this was Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, I did too.
God, I hate today's music.
I'm not a fan of that song.
I hated that album. Everything before that I was okay with, but once they came out with that album, I was kind of out.
Well, I can officially say all I like about Fall Out Boy is... I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just a line in a song, which is a sick burn.
Yeah, they've
cold-hearted bitch.
He's got some cool lyrics on some of his other songs too, but I think they did a duet with it was Jay-Z, I believe. That was if you get that, you better make sure you get a non-explicit version because there's a lot of but. That was pretty good. See, I thought that would have been higher up, but I forgot they did that song, which you're right. I thought it was Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
Or one of those bands that like that.
Is who's the ones that sing, and I should know this, but because every team that has walk-up music that my kid plays baseball with, every team plays this same song, the High, High Hopes song. Who sings that song?
Panic at the Disco.
And what's their other big hit?
They have, so their biggest hit was the,
well, it's that song now.
Well, yeah. Their first big hit was the I Come In, Haven't You Ever People Ever Heard Of, Closing the Damn Door.
Okay. Are we sure that Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy aren't really the same band secretly?
No.
Is that a possibility?
I've seen them both.
Have you seen them both at the same show?
Yes.
Hmm. Now it gets interesting.
So maybe it was a costume change?
Maybe. Maybe the lead singer of Fall Out Boy lost a lot of weight with between one set and another, but...
It just feels like their songs are exactly the same.
I mean, a lot of it is. A lot of it is very formulaic.
And that stuff gets played on rock stations today. That's very crazy to me.
They've got, I would say, three or four songs I like.
I tell you what I don't like, that High High Hope song. That song, oh my God. It's been,
I play this song from time to time.
It has been beaten to death at premier level baseball tournaments.
This is Panic at the Disco.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what every kid's walk-up song is that's 12 years old, is what I've learned.
This
is how they get hype.
By the way, it was Kanye that they did the thing with. They did...
the Saint-Etienne.
You think every black guy is the same?
No, I don't. Like, I just knew they had a with a famous rapper, and I thought.
And
it was
you
Jay-Z.
Think every rapper is Jay-Z?
Oh, stop! But
I think he was confusing Fall Out Boy with Linkin Park Linkin
Park did it with Jay-Z.
They did a remix of "Numb,"
yeah, which was pretty.
They did a whole like EP with like five or six songs.
But Fall Out Boy did it with Kanye. It's "This Ain't a Scene." It's a bleep bleep arms race, which is pretty good. Also, I had to look on my iTunes to see what it was.
Well, so, now you know.
Yeah. Now I know.
So who do you prefer, Aaron, Fall Out Boy or Panic at the Disco? And Panic at the Disco has an exclamation point after Panic, right?
They do. When they came out with their second album, they got rid of it, the exclamation point.
I would have kept
that.
And then
the band broke up after that. And so the original, or the one guy who's been there the whole time, Brandon Urie, put it back in when he came out with the third album, and from then on,
that's when the High High Hope song came out, right?
That was, I think, their fourth or fifth
album. So they've clearly had the most success with the exclamation point.
Yes.
Yeah. That's probably my favorite.
That has
probably
such an impact
the
on their music.
The guys who left, I think it was the drummer and the lead guitarist who left out of protest if they didn't like how poppy it was getting.
Oh, I thought they didn't
like
the exclamation point.
I think one of them has written
like,
a jingle,
really?
And the other one is probably selling guitars at a guitar center in Vegas.
I was like, boy, that's a bold move to like quit a band because you don't like the exclamation point in the name. Like, you probably walked away from some good dough. If you would have been around for that High High Hope song, you'd be rich.
Their second album was actually very heavily like Beatles influenced, so it was like basically a concept album, and it was a very new age version of like Sergeant Pepper's.
Okay.
But there was a heavy Beatles influence. When you listen to it, you're like, yeah, I can hear it.
Because we really need that right now.
Eh. Well, I mean, every rock band is heavily influenced by the Beatles.
Yeah, that kind of goes without saying. But I wouldn't be surprised if somebody quit over something as stupid as an exclamation point. You know how musicians are.
Yeah.
And artists. I mean, you have to be temperamental to be that successful. Believe me, I've had bands where guys quit, maybe accidentally sleeping with their girlfriends probably pissed them off.
You did that?
Dude,
you're a horrible teammate.
Yeah, I didn't know at the time they were actually dating because they were kind of hiding it.
Yeah, but anytime it's like, even you don't take your bro's leftovers out of the fridge.
Well, but if you don't know that it's
You don't know he was ever snacking on it?
I didn't.
You knew.
No, man, I was stoned half the time.
You believe that, Aaron? He didn't know? You know who your boys are snacking on.
I don't know. I've never been stoned.
We weren't really that close.
You've never been stoned?
No. Oh, we got to fix that.
That's interesting. That sounds like a show.
Yeah, it does.
An episode.
It does sound like
a bad idea.
Oh, no.
Pushing buttons.
I think it's a great idea. We'll have a backup.
Yeah. Let's see what Jake has to say. Jake, would you ever snack on your roommate's leftovers, on your homeboy's leftover lady? You don't ever do that, right?
Probably.
You would. Oh, well, you're a bad person, too, just like Fred.
Yeah, I know. Quick question, guys. These new allegations today with Gundy, with a player that he played against 30 years ago came out and said that he called him the N-word during a game. I was just wondering if you guys thought, with just a combination of things over the past 3 days, he thought he was going to lose his job, and if he should lose his job. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
I think he's going to survive this unless he – I mean – unless people Gundy's in a tough spot with this, because Gundy can come out and deny it, but apparently this dude's like, I've got 20 people who will back up these allegations. That would not be good for Mike Gundy. And that then Oklahoma State's feet are kind of put to the fire. I don't think they want to fire him, certainly. But I, and this is probably unfair of me to say, but maybe I shouldn't even say it. Is anyone surprised that Mike Gundy is now being accused of this? Like, are we shocked?
Well, you know how it is whenever somebody does something that becomes public, everything gets dredged up. I mean, how far back was this?
Supposedly 20 years ago when he, I mean, like, or I guess 30 years ago in the 80s, because he was playing.
Yeah, I mean, am I surprised? No, but is there a statute of limitation on this?
On the N-word? I don't think so. I think I think if you've called a black person the N-word any time in your life, and it becomes public, I mean,
they're tearing down statues of founding fathers because they had slaves. I don't think there's any, when it comes to racism, there is no statute of limitations.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a hard time with this.
I think so, too. It ain't looking good for him.
Bama Papa Joe said, I remember in my youth I was kicked out of the band when they found out I was sleeping with the lead guitarist's girlfriend. I came home one day and found my drum set in front of the garage. Yeah, you drummers get all the girls. That is the one constant. Yeah, you think lead singer, you think lead guitarist. I got to do both of those.
Yeah, but you're not particularly handsome.
I was back in the day when I was young. You did not know me when I was actually in shape and I was 25 years old. I was a good-looking dude. But the drummer always got the girls. Even we had a guy whose nickname was the Toad, and he was a drummer, and he had the best-looking girlfriend by far. And you know, let's put some context to this, by the way. You're just telling me I'm a bad person. I didn't know the guy that well.
He was in your band.
Yeah, well, we needed an extra guitarist, and he was a friend of a friend. And then we had a girl that was doing some booking for us, and so she suggested him, but I didn't know that they were dating. And then we got stoned and hooked up, and then he got mad and quit over it. Well, so it wasn't that.
That band could have gone on to become Panic! Exclamation point at the Disco.
Yeah.
And now look at you, sitting here with me. Having someone make fun of what you probably did or didn't look like at 25.
Yeah, there's not a lot of photos from back then. I'm going to find one.
Convenient, isn't it, Aaron?
No,
I was really handsome. Oh, yeah? Do you have any pictures? Actually, cameras weren't invented at this point.
No, I'm going to find one, and then you're going to have to eat your words on air, you
turd. There was a nationwide film shortage.
Yeah, Fred's senior picture was taken by a guy like who had to hide under the hood, and it did the explosion off the light.
In Deadwood?
Yeah.
Well, so you keep... You
Speaking
guys,
of Fred's senior picture, is Deadwood, like, he looks like the guy. Like, it's when you were Principal Rooney.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. This is the last segment. This is unbelievable. I'm going to have a serious crash on the way home. Yeah, mental crash, just because I've been going full tilt the whole show. Feels great. All right, let's do a little hopping on Hollywood.
Today, I guess it's a happy birthday to Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney, 78 years old. Does that make you feel old?
No, it actually sounds kind of young for Paul McCartney, doesn't it?
I don't know. It's just hard. I guess I still think of like early 60s Paul being like fresh faced, 20 years old. And then it makes you think, oh my God, he probably was 20 years old. Now it's 60 years later.
Hmm.
I mean, it's crazy that time flies like that.
Yeah, well,
The
inevitable end is coming for all of us.
It's got to be coming. And who do you think goes first, Paul or Ringo? Who will be the last standing Beatle?
It's got to be Ringo, right?
More than likely.
Yeah,
the least musically impactful one will be the last one standing.
I think he'll live like 10 years longer than Paul McCartney.
Our favorite actress, of course, is Kristen Stewart from Twilight fame. She is going to play Princess Diana in a new film about the late princess's breakup from Prince Charles. She will star in Spencer, set in the early 1990s, which will be scripted by Peaky Blinders creator Stephen Knight. The director says Stewart is one of the great actors around today. All right. But I will say, when you look at a side-by-side of them, it's reasonable, like the look.
Okay.
She can't act to save her life, but the look is there. I mean, it can happen. Black Sabbath has created, and they are selling, a Black Lives Matter t-shirt inspired by the Master of Reality album cover, and all proceeds are going to Black Lives Matter. But
that's pretty cool.
It's the black with the purple kind of wavy writing.
Yeah, that's
maybe
cool
the coolest
shirt.
Black Lives Matter shirt ever. You can Google it if you want one. I'm not going to politicize the internet and sell Ozzy Osbourne t-shirts, but I don't think any of the money's going to Ozzy. But it is a pretty badass t-shirt. And if I saw someone wear, and what's funny is, I mean, you would think Ozzy's fan base is probably, there's probably very few black guys in Ozzy's fan base, to be honest, and not to stereotype, but that's just, I've been to some Ozzy shows.
Yeah.
And there's been very few black people attending them.
Most people who go to Ozzy shows now are all my age, and they're all very pale. Or older.
Courting Mom and Dad, a new film starring. Boy, this is high-level actors right here. Scott Baio and Christy Swanson has been issued a do-not-work order from the Actors Union, SAG. According to Deadline, the union said in a statement that the film's producers failed to comply with L.A. County health orders and SAG protocols in connection with COVID-19. There were also problems related to child actors and California regulations related to minor performers. Baio and Swanson, who are not personally accused of wrongdoing, have suggested that Deadline and SAG are targeting them for their conservative views. So they think that their political views, they're really, because it's big time for Hollywood to not have this straight to Redbox release of Scott Baio and Christy Swanson. Because, it was probably going to be a massive, massive success because of the great acting. And Lori Loughlin, from Full House fame, and now of paying to get her daughters into USC fame, fears she will contract coronavirus once she begins serving her prison sentence. She is scared to death as the virus is ravaging federal prisons in California. She has expressed remorse for her actions. A judge will ultimately determine how much time she spends behind bars. She's met with the official who's preparing her sentencing report, which the judge will use for guidance as to how long she'll serve. They were previously accused of paying $500,000 to gain Bella and Olivia Jade entry to USC. She agreed to 2 months in prison, a $150,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 100 hours of community service, though she's expected to be officially sentenced in August. So after agreeing to 2 months, now suddenly she's very terrified and maybe doesn't want to do her 2 months.
Yeah, poor thing, you.
Poor Aunt Becky. And that, Fred, is Hoffman on Hollywood.
Can I throw one thing in here at the end?
But of course.
Have you watched The Five Bloods yet, the new Spike Lee movie?
I have not.
If that doesn't get some Oscar run, then something's wrong. Yeah. Now, honestly, I thought Black Klansman should have gotten more run than it did. This is very good. Not at all what I was expecting either. And just from what I'd heard about it, I was like, okay, I'll check this out. Watched it last night, and it's definitely Oscar worthy.
All right.
And now when people are really being serious about learning more about Black history, it's a perfect way to do that, because he drops in these guys that most white people haven't heard of that actually accomplished an awful lot. So I think it's worth watching. I really enjoyed it. Part of it's a hard watch, but if you are wanting to get a jump on what should be an Oscar nominee, check it out.
Lance has me convinced to watch a show called 000. Have you watched this?
I've had a bunch of people try to tell me to watch it. It's like a cartel show, right?
It's got Italian mob, Mexican cartel, and Louisiana drug lord stuff all in one movie or in one show.
All right, well, if it's got Italian mob, I'm in. I just thought it was a cartel thing, and I'm kind of out on just cartel stuff.
It's Italian, Mexican, New Orleans.
All right. Hey, great job in there, Aaron. Great job, Hoffman. Great job, me. Just being here made it a great job. We got Braddock and Creighton coming up next. So turn your
volume. Nuts!
Turn your...
Breakfast.
Ooh,
breakfast.
Creighton's birthday.
Let's go get some breakfast for the birthday.
Breakfast.
I wish I'd known it was Creighton's birthday. I would have brought him a little alcohol to drink tonight. Oh, well. Happy birthday, Creighton. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.